Welcome to another Plug In America podcast. I'm your host, Kate Baker, and today we are talking with Chelsea Sexton, co-founder of Plug In America, about her recent attendance at the Google Brookings Conference in Washington. Welcome, Chelsea.
Thanks.
Tell us, Chelsea, briefly, what was this conference about and who attended it?
Well, obviously the broad subject of the conference was plug-in vehicles, so plug-in hybrids and electric cars, and what role Washington might play in this overall movement. So they looked at the viability of plug-ins, the opportunities and challenges, and discussed a lot of how federal policy might fit in, but also how some of the organizations and non-governmental folks might play a role in all of this. So it was attended by this really cool variety of people. We had politicians, both Republican and Democrat. We had different NGOs and nonprofits. We had CEOs and sort of corporate leaders from really obvious companies like utility companies and battery companies, but also some lesser obvious ones. Obviously, Google plays a big role because they sponsored the conference, but they were there in force. And at the same time, we had the CEO and founder of FedEx, Fred Smith, as speaker, to talk about how even, you know, a corporation that might have absolutely nothing to do with plug-in vehicles in the normal sense might use them for their day-to-day business. And then lastly, we had some cool visionaries. We had Shia Gossi there from Project Better Place, and we had Peter Horton there, who is formerly an actor and currently a director and executive producer of shows like Grey's Anatomy and Dirty Sexy Money, but also is a huge plug-in enthusiast. And, you know, Hollywood has a role to play in all of this as well.
Wow. Well, tell me something. To the average layperson, someone who has no particular involvement with electric vehicles, how important was this conference, really?
I think it was important, and mostly because it rallied D.C., finally. Washington has not traditionally played a huge role in this movement. It's mostly been driven by California. And we kind of earn a bad rap for that, oh, those sort of environmentalist, crunchy granola types in California. But the reality is, California has led this traditionally, both politically with agencies like CARB setting policy, but also technologically with Caltech and AeroVironment and a lot of the actual vehicle technology being developed in Southern California. So to finally get Washington involved is a really good thing. And then we had a lot of people come from around the country. So we had a lot of Californians and everybody in the middle that came as well. So it was the first step to kind of knit together those two coasts. And then Google did a really cool thing, which was to solicit videos from the public about why they loved their plug-in cars, the people who already have them, or why somebody would want one. So they did a great job of capturing the enthusiasm of the average consumer, but without marginalizing them. Normally, the consumers are kind of painted as these nutty types that want their goofy little plug-in cars. And it really wasn't like that at all. They were kind of held up as, this is the reason we're all here. And that was cool to see.
I imagine. At this conference, Chelsea, what would you say the most significant thing was that you saw happening?
Well, the most significant thing was probably the simplest, and that was that finally, after all the years we've been doing this, the debate has evolved, or the conversation has evolved, into a question no more of if and only into how and when. So, you know, after years of talking about should we be doing these plug-in cars, is this really the right direction versus hydrogen or another technology? It wasn't about that anymore. It was just about how do we do it soon, how do we do it best, but no longer about do we do it at all.
Did you see anything going on there that surprised you, that you didn't expect to see?
I think what surprised me the most were just how many speakers got it. I mean, we're used to the attendees getting it, but you know, the variety of speakers that they had was impressive, but also just as impressive were how many people really grokked all of this on almost an intuitive level. You know, Orrin Hatch got up and spoke, and it sounded like I could have written his speech. It was so good and so on point. And it was clear that, you know, some of these people, a few got up and read something someone else had wrote, and that was fairly obvious, but a lot of people got up and really understood what they were saying, even at the levels they were at. And, you know, normally on policy, you kind of expect that, but you know, you don't expect them to really kind of understand the intricacies of plug-in hybrids versus electric cars and, you know, some of these things, serial versus parallel hybrids, as much as they really did. And that was very cool to see how much this really matters to people.
Yeah. As you walked away from this conference, Chelsea, when it was all said and done, did you see anything happening that you would say will have a significant effect on the way we're living our daily lives, say, next 20, 25 years?
Well, I think it will from the standpoint of the fact that it contributed, I think, to the overall movement toward these cars. So if you consider that a change in how we live our lives in 20 years, that we're driving something completely different on a totally different fuel than we have today, then it was sort of a data point in the overall movement in terms of contributing to the momentum, the sort of rolling snowball that we've ended up with. And really getting Washington involved sooner than later will help make all of this both happen sooner and hopefully more effectively with policies and incentives and different things in place so that it's not so much of a chicken and egg proposal as we go forward.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Chelsea.
Thank you.
This has been another Plug In America podcast. For more information on this and other topics, go to pluginamerica.org.
This edition of the Plug In America podcast was produced by Kate Baker and edited by Joseph Puentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug In America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.